So, Harold, can you tell me what year you were born?
I was born November 30th, 1919.
How long have you lived in Titonka?
Well, I do not live. I live on a farm out northwest of Titonka, and I was born on that farm.
And how did your parents, how long did they have that farm?
My granddad bought the farm in 1912. I have four girls.
And do they live around here in
Well,
Titonka?
not too far away. Two of them live in Lake Crystal, and one lives in Rapidan, and I have a daughter living in Madison, Wisconsin.
And what did you do for a living?
Well, I've farmed all my life, and I'm going to retire. This is the last year for me. I'm running out of steam, I would say.
Did you go to school here in Titonka?
No, I went to school in Lakota. The school I went to was a country school. I went to the first 8 grades in the country school, which was a half a mile west of me. It actually wasn't in my district, but in those days they were not quite so critical. And it was it was about a mile and a quarter closer, although it was only a half a mile for me to go to the country school. Then I went to high school in Lakota, 4 years of high school.
Were you in the service?
Well, no, I was in the medical department. I worked in surgery, and no, I never saw action. I didn't have a hold of a gun and never got shot at. I've been forever grateful for being fortunate enough to wind up in the medical department in a base hospital down in New Guinea.
So when you what were some of your the activities around here? I heard somebody say that they used to have an Indian Day.
Yes, well, that was in Titonka. Yeah, they used to have the Indian Day, and of course, those were big days. It was something different, and it's something that you took off time to go to. But actually, Lakota was where I went to school, and that was kind of our family's town. And they had Sauerkraut Day, and which was just another way of saying Indian Day. It was the same thing, and of course they had merry-go-rounds, Ferris wheel. They did those things in those days, but of course that's history. Unless you're a large community, you don't get the thing. But you had your they made a lot of effort to put on quite a day, and it was very entertaining back then.
Do they still have Sauerkraut Day?
No, they haven't had Sauerkraut Day for years, nor Indian Day in Titonka. Titonka's a semi-Indian Day, but they just kind of, it's more of a social get-together because there's no longer people in entertainment, individuals couldn't afford to bring a merry-go-round or Ferris wheels or anything they can't afford to do that anymore. And so they're basically history. They just have a little social thing, and Lakota has had a little bit once in a while, but Titonka still continues with their, and the business people and various people go to a lot of effort, and it's a little pleasant little get together.
What does Main Street in Lakota look like?
They didn't maintain like Titonka's done a lot of work, and so basically Lakota has a bank and a hairdresser, and they're no longer a garage there. There used to be a Ford Motor Company was there years ago, or had a Ford garage, and they had a Chevrolet garage, and they're both gone now, and they don't even have a pool hall. They have a little library that they have there and so on, but basically there's no businesses left in Lakota at all. And Titonka is gradually losing too, as they will. As hard as they work and as much effort as they make, it's a losing proposition.
Now, when you were younger, was there a grocery store
Oh,
in?
yes, sure. Lakota had two grocery stores when I was young, yes. And of course, Titonka maintains a grocery store here, and they do a very good job, a very nice store to do business with. And but Lakota, no, they haven't had a grocery store for years.
So did you, was there a doctor in town in
Yes, they
Lakota?
had a doctor in Lakota for many, many years, but there's also been many years since there isn't a doctor there. And Ty Tonka, of course, doesn't have a doctor anymore either. They have a doctor come here, or did anyway, and you know, Lakota doesn't have any of those things.